Hey, welcome to the Clubhouse Podcast with Shane Bacon. I'm Shane Bacon, obviously very excited to finally get this out there for you guys. This is going to be a golf podcast that focuses on all the things around the game of golf, not just, boring, how did Rory hit a golf shot? We're going to try to have some fun with it, as is the game in and of itself. I talk and write golf for Fox Sports. I've been around the internet for a number of years. I started a golf blog when I first got out of college called Dogs That Chase Cars, back when golf blogs were a thing and sports blogs in general were a thing. And that's kind of how I got my start. I really wanted to be a professional golfer when I was a kid and had aspirations to be there. But alas, when you can't beat the guys ahead of you on the leaderboard, then you've got to try to figure out another way to make it. And that's basically kind of what I did, is just try to find a way to stay involved in the game and try to make a buck or two doing so. And so before we get into the podcast and before we get guests coming on that you've heard of and players and coaches and instructors and interesting people in and around golf and other sports as well, I kind of wanted to get an idea of where golf started for me. And really, I'm interested in this because I don't really know the answer to some of the questions. So I decided I was going to call my dad and ask him a few questions of really, why did I get into this sport, you know, with all the other things out there and all the other options. So my dad, Monty Bacon, is on the line right now. Hey, Dad, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
I was just talking basically about golf in general, and you know, I grew up playing a whole bunch of sports. I was just interested with you on where did it kind of get going for me? I mean, how did you get me interested in not only playing golf, because I know you were a golfer, but interested in really just starting up the game when there were so many other options out there?
I just think you came out to the golf course and hung around with my friends and hung around with me and just started hitting balls, and when you were pretty young and could hit it pretty good without any lessons or anything, and just started coming out there.
And I really didn't get into competitive golf, I mean, till I was, what, 12, 13, 14, something like that?
Yeah.
And the biggest issue when we first started trying to get me to play golf was you really didn't want me to be a lefty, right? Because I play golf left-handed.
All my friends tried to make you hit it right-handed, but when we'd turn our back, you'd hit the ball left-handed with the back of the club. So we finally just said, well, he's going to be a lefty.
You know, when I started playing and I started getting into it fairly competitively in junior golf, I mean, did you think there was a chance that I might play college golf or maybe have some sort of a career as something more? I mean, did you ever see that kind of internally in me?
Yeah, I thought you might could play college golf, sure enough.
And then after a couple of visits, I decided to go to University of Arizona and not ever play college golf. But I did do the mini tour thing for a little bit, and it was an interesting route. You and I have talked about it a lot, but playing golf for a living when you're not, you know, Jordan Spieth or Rory, it's an interesting life. I don't think people out there totally understand how tough, you know, thousands of people, not only in America but in other places, have it when they try to make it in this game in particular.
It's tough. It is tough. I had a guy tell me one time that if you go out and play golf on a golf course one day and then the next day if it's a tournament, you know, it's going to be four or five shots harder to shoot the same score in a tournament than it is, you know, just in practice. Well, I think that's right.
The nerves internally on that first tee on my the first mini tour tournament I played with, when the guy I shook hands with had told me he just got back from the U.S. Open. I was going, oh, this is a different beast than playing with your buddies in a little money game down the street in Mesa or something. But I shot 68 in my first mini tour tournament when I played on the Gateway Tour. And I remember I was putting with some guy after, and he was practicing putting, and he said, I said, how'd you play? And he said, I played okay. And I went and looked at him later, and he shot 66. And I said, if he played okay and shot 66, I might be in the wrong business. But it's cool to watch, you know, some of these young players come up, but it's also cool, you know, for somebody like me who's 32, who occasionally see a Casey Wittenberg or a Rosenfeld or Jeff Bell, names like that, who you and I grew up, you know, watching play junior golf in tournaments that I were in, you know, and they're still battling to make it as well. So it's, if you make it, it's a good life, but it can be kind of a grind if you're trying to get through it. That's Monty Bacon. That's my dad. He's the guy that introduced me to this crazy sport. It's been become a passion of mine where it's weird. I mean, when I go on vacations, I go play golf. My girlfriend makes fun of me all the time about this, but you know, it's something that's been close and dear to my heart over the years. And of course, as you hear, you know, with my dad, a guy that grew up across the street from a golf course as well. So just a little bit of a lesson on kind of where we came from and where I came from, you know, around golf and kind of, you know, my background behind it. And so, you know, I just wanted to let you guys know who was talking, who was bringing you, you know, some of this information and where I came from and some of my credibility wise, you know, what I've done with it. And I'm going to bring on people where, you know, maybe it's an ex-player, maybe it's a guy that's currently playing PGA Tour golf. But basically, I just want to have a conversation where they can let us know not only their life on tour, their life through the tour stops and when they did it, but you know, what you do around it and how important this game is for so many people that take it, you know, and play it their entire lives. And I think that's what's so unique to golf in particular over all the other sports. So check back. We're going to be doing this weekly. Every week we're going to have a new guest and let them kind of drive the conversation. And so make sure you subscribe on iTunes if you're there and leave some reviews and comments and we'll get this bad boy going.